Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Preacher Parker Show. Glad to be back. It's been a long time. A very long, long time. I hope that everybody understands that it's been a while. I've been away for a while, you know, just trying to, you know, get my mind right. Get back on my grind. Get back on my mindset. It's 2020 still, you know, it's beautiful. Been a great couple of months so far. I cannot lie. Cannot complain, honestly. But I feel, hopefully, less than some of you feel, but I feel like, man, I still haven't got where I wanted to get to yet. I still haven't really pushed that envelope, you know what I mean? I really haven't just took myself to that next step. And right now, I feel this is time now. This is definitely time for me to take it to the next level. Move towards going toward what I said I was going to do at the beginning of the year. And now it's not over. You know, it's... 10 more months to go, so you know it's nothing bad with that, nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, it's like, yo, we can't keep talking about it every single year. We're going to start something new, do this resolution, pursue whatever we going to pursue it, and bam, we don't do it. So that's the reason why I'm talking about it, man. I mean, how everybody been doing out there? I hope y'all been doing, honestly, well, financially, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you know, really getting yourself out there in the right groove. Man, I feel like I've been away so long. You Preacher Parkaholics have been missing me. You know, I have still got a lot of shout-outs. I still get people saying, hey, Preacher, what you got going on? You know, now it's like, go out there and do it. Talk about it. So let's talk about it, people. Let's talk about it. Right now, wow. I feel like I have been waiting for the opportunity. That's what I want to say. Like, you know, waiting for that moment. Like, is this the right time to do it? Maybe I wait another week from now. Another week from now won't be that bad. You know, it's just a week from now, you know. But somehow that 1 week ends up being 2 weeks. That 2 weeks end up being 3 weeks. And it's like, wait a minute, man. I keep doing the same thing. The same thing I've been doing since last year or the years prior before that. You know, it's like, come on. So now that I think about it, I'm like, yo, I got to do something that's going to hit home. That's going to put a smile on my wife's face. That's going to encourage me to do more. That's going to be like, yo, man, Preacher, you did it. And that's honestly just speaking the truth to everybody, man. You know, in my heart, I feel like I need to speak more, talk more. I love to talk. And not talk just to talk, just for fun, but talk seriously. Really just, I like to hit people where it hurts. I like to tell people what's really going on. And the truth is, there's a lot going on right now. We're all over the world. But if you allow that little bit, just that little bit of BS outside of these doors, outside of your home, outside of your heart, outside of your mind, to interfere between that, it's going to pitch you back. It's going to really get you mad, get you angry. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So we got to stop, you know, I'm just saying, we got to stop procrastinating, man. I just got a good feeling about 2020, for not just for me, but for many, many people. I've seen a lot of people that I have talked to or been around or lived around or, you know, been friends with, families with, and I've been seeing the growth. I've seen the success. I've seen the things changing in their lives. And that right there honestly inspires me more. And I hope those same circumstances in your life also hopefully motivates you. You know what I mean? Because you gotta be willing to pursue, man. There's got to be something more out there that you want to do that you're not allowing yourself to do. You're not trying to push yourself through. And we're holding ourselves back. And I feel like I hold myself back all the time. I don't know if it's fear of success. I don't know what it is. But it's always like, you know, come on, man, Preacher, do something. Get out there. And that's the feeling I get every day. That's that anxiety, that urge. Like, you're supposed to be doing something bigger than what you're doing. And you don't achieve it, man. It does hurt. It does set a bad mood. And I've seen a lot of people have moods that, you know, you wouldn't believe. All because of the fact that, you know, they're not doing what they really want to do. You know, you're working that job or you're going to school for something or you're doing a career that you truly don't have a passion for just because, you know, it pays bills. So many people is going through that every single day all around you. Not alone when you have that feeling of not achieving, you know, not truly, truly going out there to do what you really want to do by what your heart desire is. Because there's something in your heart right now that you're just like, man, I wish I could. Or you see somebody do it, he said, man, I always wanted to do that. But it's not that you, it's the way that we say, you know, I always wanted to do that. It's always like, always wanted to do it, but I'm not going to try or not going to do it. We allow that to stay in our head that we just do it. We say, F it. That's it. I'm not going to do it. I don't believe that's how we're supposed to be, people. Honestly, I believe if your heart is saying, go out there, take that trip, take the damn trip. If your heart is saying, pursue that girl or vice versa, that guy, and go out and at least say, ask them a question or at least ask to see if they'll give you a chance to go out with them. And you, I mean, and you have a genuine heart about it. You're not out there with some crazy sick mind, but honestly, you really have somebody you like, and you just do it, man. Just at least ask the question. I was always told the worst thing that can happen is no. And no hurts. No hurts, but it doesn't really hurt. It's just a word. Somebody telling you no, all right, pursue someone else. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know, man. It's like we got to just find that inner spirit in us, that inner strength to say, man, come on. If I never tried once, I never really lived. Honestly, I never really lived if I didn't at least try it once. You know what I'm saying? I go in the water with my girl, man. We go to the beach. And I know I can't swim that well. I know I told y'all about this before. I can't swim that well. I basically can't really swim. In a swimming pool, I can swim from one side to another. But if you try to keep me in one spot, I probably will drown. No, all jokes aside. But when I put my wife, we out there with friends, we in the water, we having a good time. I'm not thinking about that fear. I'm not thinking about what happens. Only thing that's on my mind at that moment is, man, I'm doing it. I'm nervous. But the moment I get really, really nervous and that fear really crosses my mind, whoop, here I am underwater instantly. Because I allowed my mind to believe that I couldn't swim, that I couldn't stay afloat, that I couldn't have a good time in deep waters. It's all about just pursuing it, people. Just pursuing that passion, pursuing that fear, chasing that fear. You ever see those people that, you know, that do that parkour stuff, or the people that be on top of roofs, climbing on top of the tallest buildings and do it? Man, I'm telling you right now, that is some scary stuff. You can tell it's scary even if you watch the video. You're getting butterflies and your goosebumps, and you get that adrenaline in you, like, oh man, no way, I'm gonna climb that high up. But at the same time, I applaud those people, you know, even though you're risking your life, and I really hope you don't die doing it, but you know, there's people that die every year doing it. But I applaud them for that thing that they say, I have no fear of heights, no fear of death. I'm going up there, I'm just gonna do it. It's almost like doing it on the ground, but just higher up. And that thought of you being that so far up is that fear, once again, fear, doubt. Fear and doubt is so powerful because we're in death. Fear, doubt, and death. I mean, it should be called FDD. Honestly. DDF, DFD, however you want to say it. Fear, doubt, and death, man. It's so serious because you're telling yourself, I'm scared. I don't think I can. And if I do, I might die. And that just shut down every reason to pursue your dreams, pursue your purpose, pursue your goals, pursue your gifts, pursue talking to your family, making that phone call, helping that friend or that foe, moving on to a different state, motivating others, changing your career path. There's so many reasons why you don't do things. And those three words right there, honestly to me, is the main three. And I know I'm not the first one to ever said it. I never will take credit for saying I'm the first one to ever do anything, but I am the first to tell you, as the preacher Parker said, get off your ass and do it, man. Come on, man. We got to stop playing. We got to stop playing with our lives. And that's how I feel right now as a preacher Parker talking to you right now. We got to stop playing games with our life, man. It's great when something motivates you. When you get up and all of a sudden you hear something, or you turn on that channel, or you open up your phone on that social media page, and there's just something, or you even eat that fortune cookie that day. And you know, a lot of people don't believe in fortune cookies. I don't believe in it either. But every now and then you get that fortune that makes sense, or it touches something that you was thinking about. It's like, whoa, was it talking to me? Was this something I was supposed to see? Yeah, we gamble with our lives like the lotto tickets, man. We gamble with our lives, man. Sometimes we just take risks in ways we shouldn't do it. You know what I mean? Or spending more than we should spend, or hurting people that we shouldn't hurt. And I know we can do better as the people. I know we can do better as a generation these days that's saying, I can, I will, and I shall succeed at everything, you know? And if you really got that passion to do it, by all means, do it, ladies and gentlemen. By all means, do it. Because we got to get over this system of failure. And that, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel that 2020 It's going to be an exciting year for all of us, and it really is pushing that envelope of like, it's a new decade, you know, like it's a new achievement, a new dream, a new passion, a new purpose, a new defining moment in our lives that we say, yes, man, we can do this thing. There is more to this. I am going to be happy. My life is going to be great. I am going to be able to help people. Follow that. Follow that passion. I mean, it's just purpose. Purpose. Say it with me. Purpose. To have a purpose in life. And if you feel like you don't have a purpose, make a purpose. And what I say about make a purpose, there's got to be something out there, man, that's driving you insane right now. It could be at your workplace. Let's just say at your workplace, for example. You see something going on in your workplace, you're just a regular employee. But you see something that just, it just keeps going wrong. It just keeps going wrong. And every time you think about it, you're like, man, I would have done this. You know what you should do? Be the first person to do this. Yeah, it may offend some people. It may hurt some people. It may get some people jealous. It may get people to say, what are you doing? But if you feel that it's right, and just that idea of you thinking it's right and you pursue it, even if you're the one who has to do it yourself, and it actually does make a change, you know that feeling you're going to have inside knowing that you stepped up, you overcame, you challenged the challenges, you agreed with yourself. That is what we're missing. We're missing people to agree with themselves. We wait for somebody else's agreement of everything. What is the way we look, the way we talk, the way we speak, the way we dance, the way we dream, the way we listen, the way we, everything you could think of, we're looking for somebody else to agree. And I'll be damned. Only agreement I need is the agreement of the Lord that says I'm doing it the right way. I don't need nobody else telling me, man, I think you should do it this way. Because how I think you should do it is the way you should do it. What is that even their dream or their passion, man? Look, you're going to get help with whatever you pursue. Whatever it is you pursue, you're going to get help with it. Somebody's going to help you along the way, sometime along life. But for somebody to tell you how you should be, mentally, spiritually, physically, in any kind of way, and it's off of their agenda, not yours, it's off of their, what they think is right, it's like being a celebrity, man. Think about how celebrities feel. Once you become famous, what happens? Everybody's watching. You eat a burger. Oh, you're eating too much. You brush your teeth with the raw toothpaste. Oh, they're not using the right stuff. You put a do hairstyle. Oh, I don't like the way she do her hair. Who the hell gave you permission to tell me what you think is right for me, personally? Like I said, there are people that are there to help you. But not if they're there to aim to hurt you and to tell you what they think makes you viable. Once that happens, man, it's over, man. You gotta say, nah, that's not gonna happen. I mean, we have this sense of loss, hurt, that we just can't do it ourselves. We got to do it ourselves in 2020 on this new decade, people. We gotta say, no more listening to all the BS. No more listening to all the haters and the fakers. No more listening to friends that you think are friends and you find out they truly are not friends, especially when you try to achieve something. Believe in you. Believe in your purpose. Believe in what you know you can make a change and a difference in. Believe in what you said you was going to pursue every single chance you got. Believe in the terminology that you have. Be determined. Be determined to do something. I can't say it enough every single day, man. It's just that life is making me happier, but I just feel that there's more. There's so much more I can do, and I'm going to start doing it. Though I don't know what it is, I don't know how long it's going to take, I don't even know how I'm going to get it started. All I know is I got to get it started. For those that have been listening to the Preacher Parker Show for a while, or haven't even listened to any of my episodes, I appreciate you. You know I keep it real, and I keep it raw, and I just try to tell you how it is. But we got to do something bigger. And if you try to hear more of Preacher Parker Show, honestly, you can just hear it through this podcast, hear it through Anchor, hear it through Spotify, hear it through Google. You know, there's multiple ways to hear my Preacher Parker Show. Of course, you can catch me on Facebook. You know, check me out on Instagram, Preacher Parker, Jamal Parker. Either way, you will find me. You can't miss me. You know, I'm a married man, so you'll see a picture of me with my wife. If you see me by myself, then you'll see me, you know, swagged out, obviously. But anyway, you know, just looking good, looking sharp, and looking at my finest moment for you, man. Just trying to tell you people out there, man, do this thing in 2020. Stop BSing with your life. There's so much more out there you could do. And it's just that we just got to find a way to do it. And if you will feel that you can't do something because something's holding you back, then maybe it's something that's negative that's holding you back, like forgiving your past. You know, like changing that inner thought to more positive thought. Staying away from negative people. Truly stay away from negative people. Getting out of the job or the school or that you don't want to be in no more. Distancing yourself away from family members. And it sucks, but it's true. That's out there just pulling you back. Man, it hurts when you try to be the one that's trying to provide for your whole family, man. I know people that's out there that's doing it, man. You are not the provider for the whole family all the time. Sometimes they got to learn to provide for themselves, and I'm just being real. Do what you got to do for you, man. Because if you do what you got to do for you, and it succeeds, then guess what you could do for your family that's hurting, that's been dependent on you? Man, it's crazy this year, man. I'm telling you, there's so much going on, but there's a lot of positive going out there. And we need to focus only on the positive for once. For once in 2020, and with all the years I've been going through, let's focus only on the positive and forget the negatives and see if that doesn't change your circumstances. This has been your boy, Preacher Parker, keeping a positive mindset and telling you to pursue what it is you need to pursue this 2020 so the rest of your decade can be truly amazing over the decisions you made today. And I am out.